Ready, down, put.
All Packers, all the time.
He was a field-tilting player, and the reason why Gabe and many others are so concerned is that this guy's on the field, he changes the offensive dynamic. They are a different offense when he is there.
Okay, most of the time.
You know, Homer calls Matt LaFleur soft all the time. Matt LaFleur is like Vince Lombardi compared to me.
It's Jason Wilde on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Our friend, he is our teammates. He is Jason Wilde. He joins us three times a week here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Fine. Thanks for asking. How are you?
I'm good. What's gotten into you this morning?
He was just sharing life advice in the first segment. You know, life advice with Uncle Homie.
That seems a little strong. I'm not sure anybody actually listens to me closely enough, but I did express my opinions.
Yeah, well, I have to be honest.
Do you cook? Do you cook?
Interesting.
Are you the family cook at any point in time, Jason?
No. I don't know if we have a family cook, frankly. Because Paula doesn't cook a whole lot. The girls are always running from one.
Well, but you eat, like, so yeah, you have meals.
Somebody. The girls are athletes. I'm guessing they're burning calories. They got to eat something.
They are, but we, you know, there's like maybe four or five things in the rotation of stuff we actually make at home, and then there's a lot of like smoothie bowls. And Maddie is the most disciplined person I know. Like, she's like the opposite of me. And then Sid and I are, you know, eating probably too much ice cream, but Sid burns it and I don't. So it's an interesting dynamic on the menu at the Wilde House, right, for sure.
Jason, would you say lying is essential to a successful marriage?
Oh, he's never going to say
no.
That.
No, of course not.
Yeah, I knew the answer.
I mean, lying to your children, I know, is a policy that Homer...
That is also part of it, yes. Yep.
It's pretty remarkable that I can like someone as much as I like Homer, and yet there are some fundamental disagreements that he and I have on a couple of policies that he holds. It's an interesting take, and he usually has that. So I don't lie to
Jason
him.
Jason says this when he wants to say wrong, but he's
yeah,
nice.
He's polite.
So,
he's
so
very
he says
polite.
Interesting take. Yes.
Do you?
I'm going to use that.
Do you share your location with Paula on your phone?
I say no.
I mean, we all have our iPhones on the same Apple account.
Okay.
So all of them show up in the, like, find your iPhone and whatever else, so you can always find each other.
I guess
we do. I mean, I guess I never really thought about changing that. I got nothing to hide. Plus, I'll be honest, this lying thing, I'm not smart enough to be an effective liar. Like, I don't think I could keep the truth is just so much easier to keep track of.
Yes.
Than if you're having to.
I use that line. The truth is easy.
Stuff.
I believe that. That's
yeah,
right. Yeah,
exactly. Mm-hmm. So, look, we agree. All right, let's move on.
All right.
Trey Hendrickson. He has been given permission to seek a trade by the Cincinnati Bengals, led the league in sacks 17.5 last year. Jason, any chance that Goody dives into those waters?
I sure hope so. I think Trey Hendrickson and Davante Adams are the two really good players that won't cost you nearly as much as T. Higgins or DK Metcalf or Myles Garrett or Max Crosby would have had he not re-upped with the Raiders. Like, I think there's opportunities to get two really good football players who still have plenty of tread left on their tires. If Goody is willing to say, you know what, we're a young team, but one guy's 30, one guy's 32, they both have December birthdays, so they'll be that age for most of the season. I'm willing to go older because they're special players. If he's able to do that, I feel like I don't know what Trey Hendrickson's going to require from a trade perspective. I don't know what he's going to require from a contract perspective. But I feel like those guys are two players that are kind of the exceptions to the, he's on the wrong side of 30, and they're not going to cost as much, but they're still going to cost something. And if you are going to tell your team that we need to ramp up our sense of urgency, these are the kind of players you could add to show that you as a general manager are ramping up your urgency as well.
Why do they want to get rid of their defense? Stinks. What is going on in Cincinnati?
Because they want to try and keep both T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase.
Yeah, it's keeping Joe Burrow happy. Hey,
but that's idiotic they're no good because their defense stinks. It was horrible last year, right?
Agreed.
He's the best player.
And like really good player.
I know.
Yeah.
Okay, just explain that to me.
I can't. Some teams are bad. That's the best explanation that I have.
In terms of their decision on personnel.
Correct.
Okay.
For the same reason that the Giants let Saquon Barkley and Xavier McKinney walk out their door last year, and then both are all pros this year.
Yeah, pretty incredible. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, teams
some people just make bad decisions.
But we know McKinney, they didn't understand the importance of the position. That's what they sold. Okay, they had some logic to it, the importance of running backs. There's no general logic. This position he plays in, what he does, everybody accepts as one of the most important roles on an NFL team.
But they're valuing having two wide receivers and making Joe Burrow happier. Okay. Over having a good defense.
All right.
That's the priority.
Okay.
And look, they are betting that Trey Hendrickson, as good as he's been, is now on the other side of 30, and that most edge rushers see their productivity drop. I was reading a piece by Paul Daner, who covers the Bengals for The Athletic, and basically over the last decade plus, there are only two pass rushers who there's only one other pass rusher past the age of 30 who had high sack numbers and high pressure numbers in a post age 30 season. And that was Khalil Mack. I don't want to make this. I know Tausch will kill me if he hears this, so I'm not making this comp, but the Packers changed their franchise by signing a 31-year-old free agent defensive end in 1993. And that, of course, was Reggie White. I'm not saying Trey Hendrickson is Reggie White, but we have seen some older players, Reggie, Julius Peppers, who were difference-making players, even though they might not have been fitting the it's a young man's game suit that Goody likes to wear. So I think that Trey Hendrickson has the ability, and if you've watched the guy play, he's such a good player, and he's such a impressive guy when it comes to, he's just sort of that self-made guy. Like, he wasn't this productive in New Orleans. I just don't believe he's going to fall off a cliff. So I think he's worth the whatever risk Goody perceives, just like I think Davante Adams is worth it. But Gabe, I will say this. This is the one thing I hate about this job, is that Goody could be sitting there in his office at 1265 Lombardi Avenue, mm-hmm. and here I am pressing this idea, and he may think, I don't want either one of these guys.
Yeah.
I believe they're too old.
You say that, Jason. I don't get it. It doesn't matter. We want to know what you think. You're not a GM, but you followed the league, and so your opinion is valuable whether or not Goody agrees with you. And I don't
like getting people's, like, I feel like I don't want to be the get everybody's hopes up on a guy that isn't even on Goody's radar. Like,
but
that's why I sent him that text about Davante, and he didn't reply.
And that's that's the one thing, Jason, that has made me skeptical about Davante, as much as I want him, and I want him as much as you do. Like, I haven't seen anything linking him to the Packers other than Davante putting cryptic stuff out on his social media, right? The green and gold shoes and things like that, talking to Kay Adams about it, right? But I haven't actually seen the Packers link to it, so that's what makes me skeptical. But much like we found out, you know, the Packers' interest, you know, reporting around DK Metcalf, don't you think this weekend there could be some reporting about the teams that are interested in making offers on Trey Hendrickson, and we'll find out if the Packers are part of that group bidding for his services?
Yeah. I mean, again, I would assume that Trey Hendrickson's agent will have an idea who he's talked to and who's expressed an interest, and he will probably share that with Diana Rossini or Shefty or whoever it might be. But, you know, the real question I want to ask Goody is, what does it take for you to go against maybe a philosophy? What type of player does it require for you to say, you know what, I'm going to make an exception? Because there's an old NFL
Well, let me interject. Like, you know by his actions. I mean, the answer to that is no one, right? Or maybe...
Right, but everyone has exceptions. Now, there's an old NFL saying of, if you make exceptions, the next thing you know, you're going to have a team full of exceptions. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying that he needs to make them all the time, but these feel to me like two examples of guys that it would be worth bending your rules, which shouldn't be hard and fast anyway, right? A good general manager, in any sport for any team recognizes that there are times where you do something that doesn't necessarily fit your general MO. And, you know, again, I don't know what kind of comp Trey Hendrickson is going to require. And the story that I wrote for Channel 3000 for this morning is basically, look, Goody's in this quandary of, on one side, he has been very open about saying he wants more draft picks. He's got 7 right now of his 8 drafts that he's had in Green Bay. There's only one where he had fewer than nine picks, and that was 8 picks in 2019. Otherwise, all 7 of those other drafts, he had at least 9, and 4 of those 7 drafts, he had double digits.
So how does he get more this
35
year?
35 players the last 3 years.
Jair.
And so what I would argue is that when you've had 3 drafts where you've drafted 35 players, you're plenty young. You should say, hey, there's some wiggle room here. I can go a little bit older with a couple of guys. But the problem with Hendrickson, not for Adams, but for Hendrickson, is you have to give up one of those picks, or maybe multiple. I don't know what the asking price will be for him. But you're going to have to give up one of those picks to get him, and now you're down to even fewer picks. And is he willing to do that? And does he see value in that? That's the question.
Jason, we certainly appreciate the time. Look forward to talking to you. Well, I won't be talking to you next week, but we'll have, you know, Chewy will be back.
I'll be
Joshy's going to be here. And we've got a hodgepodge of hosts coming in for the next, the next week or so.
I can only assume they're all legends. All right, guys, take care. Be good.
Jason Wilde, Packers reporting legend, joining us here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. We've got to get to Craig Karmazin, his weekly conversation with us on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy is coming up next.